Do we have a scripture reading? No?
No.
Oh. Okay. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings there, here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and his goat at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food and thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick and in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they also answered, Lord, when was it that you saw me hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
マタイによる福音書17章1節から7節までお読みします。それから6日経ってイエスはペテロとヤコブとその兄弟ヨハネだけを連れて高い山に導いて行かれた。そして彼らの目の前で見姿が変わり、御顔は太陽のように輝き、御衣は光のように白くなった。しかもモーセとエリアが現れてイエスと話し合っているではないか。するとペテロが口出ししてイエスに言った。先生、私たちがここにいることは素晴らしいことです。もしおよろしければ私がここに3つの幕屋を作ります。あなたのために一つ、モーセのために一つ、エリアのために一つ。彼が まだ話している間に見よ、光り輝く雲がその人々を包み、そして雲の中から、これは私の愛する子、私はこれを喜ぶ。彼の言うことを聞きなさい、という声がした。弟子たちはこの声を聞くとひれ伏して非常に怖がった。するとイエスが来られて彼らに手を触れ、起きなさい、怖がることはない、と言われた。その次。25章の
31。
Huh?
So it's supposed to be Matthew 17:1-8.
Oh.
Which is what my email says.
読みますか日本語で、OK、じゃあ25章33節から34節、羊を自分の右にヤギを左に置きます。そうして王はその右にいる者たちに言います。ごめんなさい。さあ私の父に祝福された人たち、世の初めからあなた方のために備えられた御国を継ぎなさい。あなた方は私が空腹であったとき私に食べるものを与え、私が乾いていたとき私に飲ませ、私が旅人であったとき私に宿を貸し、私が裸のとき私に着るものを与え、私が病気をしたとき私を見舞い、私が風にいたとき私を訪ねてくれたからです。終わり？
まだ。
まだ。OK。するとその正しい人たちは答えて言います。主よ、いつ私たちはあなたが空腹なのを見て食べるものを差し上げ、乾いておられるのを見て飲ませてあげましたか。いつあなたが旅をしておられる時に泊まらせてあげ、裸なのを見て着るものを差し上げましたか。またいつ私たちはあなたのご病気やあなたが牢におられるのを見てお尋ねしましたか。すると王は彼らに答えて言います。まことにあなた方に告げます、あなた方がこれらの私の兄弟たち、しかも最も小さい者たちの一人にしたのは私にしたのです。それから王はまたその左にいる者たちに言います。呪われた者ども、私から離れて悪魔とその使いたちのために用意された永遠の火に入れ。お前たちは私が空腹であったとき食べるものをくれず、乾いていたときにも飲ませず、私が旅人であったときにも泊まらせず、裸であったときにも着るものをくれず、病気のときや牢にいたときも尋ねてくれなかった。そのとき彼らも答えて言います。主よ、いつ私たちはあなたが空腹であり、乾き、旅をし、裸であり、病気をし、牢におられるのを見てお世話をしなかったのでしょうか。すると王は彼らに答えて言います。まことにお前たちに告げます。お前たちがこの最も小さい者たちの一人にしなかったのは私にしなかったのです。こうしてこの人たちは永遠の刑罰に入り、正しい人たちは永遠の命に入るのです。
終わり。
Good morning. So good to be in the house of the Lord. I didn't know if I could make it today, but here I am. Praise God. I didn't realize so much of the scripture that I'm going to share this morning would be on the screen already, but that's good. And I would like to go over some of the key verses again. But before I do that, can everybody hear me okay? Everybody can hear all right? Before I do that, I would like to say that I don't like to give my opinion about what scriptures mean. I think God's word speaks for itself. And so I would like to just go over briefly some of these verses again. At the Transfiguration on the mountain, when Moses and Elijah appeared before Jesus, you know, Peter started telling the Lord, I'll go build you shelters and all of that. But while he was still speaking, verse 5, Matthew 17, verse 5, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. I think that's the key verse there. Listen to Jesus. Listen to what he has to say. And when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. So let's keep verse 5 in mind as I turn to the other passage where God himself spoke out loud from a cloud and said, "This is my Son. Listen to him." And for Matthew 25, that is Jesus speaking. Jesus him speaking. And it starts in verse 31 of Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to them on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When you did..." Forgive me, my mind is kind of slow these days. "When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" Then the king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Verse 41, then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." Then they will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then these will go away to eternal punishment. Several years ago, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1997, the Lord blessed me with a two-week missionary trip to Madagascar. I mean, everyone will remember that. And in a way, it was a wonderful trip, but in a way, it was rather difficult for me. My very first day in Madagascar, I was so tired. I had lost a lot of sleep. I don't sleep on airplanes. And I had lost a lot of sleep. I was very, very tired. But the head missionary, John Cunningham, that I had met on a previous trip, wanted me to go with several others to look at some property that they were thinking about buying to build a new church. So I reluctantly got myself ready and got into this British Land Rover with several others, and they belonged to another missionary. And we set out, And he needed to stop at the post office. So we, our little group, was just sitting there in the Land Rover waiting for him to come back. And two little street kids came up. The older child was about 10 years old, just guessing, and he was carrying a small little toddler on his hip. At that time in the capital city, there were an estimated 7,000 street kids just living in the streets. Many of them were orphans, had no place to live. Some of them, their parents were just too poor and had no food to give their children. So these children, they would just sleep where they could, wherever they could find a place, they would beg for food. And these two children came up to our vehicle holding out their little hands with a sweet smile. And we knew that they wanted some money for food. So one of the ladies started digging in her purse, and I quickly dug into my pocket, and we both gave them money for food. And they smiled and said, "Merci," which means thank you. And then they walked away. I was not prepared for that. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just sat there in the back seat of the Land Rover with tears streaming down my face. It took me a long time to get myself under control. But to see little toddlers begging for food, living in the street, just broke my heart. And it ruined my day. I wasn't interested in looking at property or even sightseeing. I just kept thinking about those children all day. And later that first night, when I finally got to bed to get some sleep, I woke up during the night and I got teary-eyed again. But the missionaries are good people, and they had opened a school just for street kids. And they were about 100 or 200 kids would come in every day. Of course, 100 or 200 children is only a drop in the bucket when you consider the fact that there were 7,000 of them in the streets, living in the streets. But they would give these children food and clothes and whatever, take care of their medical problems. And of course, they had teachers to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, and also Bible lessons. And nothing like food and Bible lessons that will put a big smile on a child's face. They were delightful children. I really enjoyed the time that I spent there a part of one day. Our main reason for going to Madagascar was to do evangelism. So one day, after our daily activities of evangelism, we were on our way back to the place where we were staying, and I looked out the window, and there's the saddest face looking little girl sitting off several, back from the road a ways. And I don't know if any of the others saw her, or the driver just went on by. And I was thinking to myself, well, maybe I can go back and give her something, just walk back. But unfortunately, one of the rules was we were not allowed to go out into the streets alone because it was not considered safe. So I didn't go back. But after that, I just beat myself up and begged God's forgiveness. I didn't just break the rules and walk out the gate and go down the road and give her something to eat. Poor little girl. I hope somebody gave her food. But every day in this world, there are thousands of children who literally die of starvation. Thousands of them. You don't hear much about that in the news these days, but on Christian TV, I hear about them. And there's some very good ministries that are helping some of these children, but there's so many of them. Many of you may have heard of Samaritan's Purse. That's Billy Graham's son, Franklin, who started this ministry called Samaritan's Purse. And they went to Japan after the tsunami and helped a lot over there. Right now they're in the Philippines helping over there. And also they went to Oklahoma, my home state, after the tornadoes, and helped out in Oklahoma. And there's some other good ministries, one called International Fellowship of Christian and Jews. They're primarily helping needy Jewish people, and there's a lot of Holocaust survivors living in the Soviet Union who are destitute, and so they do a lot to help them. And there's another ministry called Life Outreach International. And I love this ministry because they're helping so many children, feeding the hungry in Africa, Madagascar, many places, feeding hungry children. And also they have one of these large water well drilling machines. And they go around to wherever clean water is needed and they drill water wells. One water well can supply a whole village with clean water, but so many of the children and people in Africa and those places have no water to drink except muddy water where the animals wallow. And they die not only of starvation, but they die of sickness and disease just because they're drinking that polluted, nasty water. It's like sewage almost. And so God bless those who are providing clean water for the thirsty children. But I would like to take this opportunity to encourage all of us to do what we can to help feed the hungry children around the world, not only children, but older people too who are hungry. Of course, you and I can't help everybody. There's too many of them. But just think, if everybody in America would feed just one person, that would go a long ways to feed all the hungry children. And they're literally dying to the thousands. And malaria also is a big killer these days. We don't hear much about malaria. But there's a lot of people in Africa dying of malaria these days in other countries. So please do what you can when you have opportunity to help feed the hungry people, especially the children. And I had some addresses of some of these ministries I'm going to bring today, but my forgetful head forgot to bring them this morning. But there are many good ministries. Just please find one that you know is a good ministry and you can trust. And if you can't go yourself to feed the hungry, we can give our dollars, you know. I don't want to go on and on about this, but we all need to feed the hungry, and Jesus made it very clear that He expects us to feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty. So let's just do it. And so I'm, before I go yakety yak too long, I guess I should close. And the Bible says, when the words are many, sin is not absent. And sometimes I go yakety 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 yak. And I ask the God to forgive me for talking too much. So it's good advice too. When you have good opportunity to shut up, just shut up. So I guess it's time for me to shut up. So God bless you and thank you very much. And so let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you that you're a mighty God who loves us, who hears our prayers. And you provided for so much, so abundantly here in America. And I pray, Lord, for America. Just help us to reach out to those in need and feed the hungry. And Lord, I do pray for all the hungry children around the world, that you send someone to love every child, every hungry person, young and old, to give them good food to eat and give them the love of Jesus and clothes and water and food, whatever their needs may be. And Lord, thank you for loving us and thank you for your word. This is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, to strengthen each one of us every day to do whatever you want us to do. And also, Lord, I take this opportunity to pray for all of our lost loved ones, relatives, neighbors, whoever they may be. Just move upon every one of their hearts that they'll all come to Christ and receive your forgiveness and your salvation. And Lord, you also told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and you told us to pray for the harvest field. So I do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for all the Jewish people that you surround them with your angels and protect them from all harm, protect them from their enemies. And thank you for your word that says, for he will command his angels to take charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. And Lord, you also told us to pray for the harvest field. So send workers into all the harvest fields of the world to take the good news of Christ to all people. And all these things I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
I'll give you the benediction afterwards.